riding on a cloud, shining like the sun. And the drums they call, lift your voice, the year of Jubilee. Honor Zion, hear salvation. Behold, he comes, riding on the cloud, shining like the sun. And the trumpet calls, lift your voice, the year of Jubilee. Honor Zion, hear salvation.
Oh. Hallelujah! 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 How many of you know truly there is no God like Jehovah? No matter what other God you can get to, there is no God like Jehovah. Amen. Hallelujah. No God, nowhere. There's nobody like him. Nobody like him. Again, we always thank and praise God for his presence. We thank and praise God for each of you. Thank God for Pastor Smith, who sits with me today, for Brother Carlson, who is sitting elsewhere today, and all of you, God's children. Hallelujah. You're too handsome for me to miss, baby. Amen. There is a word from the Lord for such a time as this. In the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 26. The Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 26. Would you please stand and let us hold our Bible high as we make our proclamation. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26. Repeat after me, this is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that he may prove his word in my life today. From Matthew chapter 26, let us read together verses 20 through 22. Matthew chapter 26, verses 20 through 22. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Let us read. Now when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceedingly sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord. Let's read verse 22 one more time.
Lord, is it I?
How many acts?
Each one of them.
You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
My subject this morning is exactly that. Lord, is it I?
All right.
Lord, is it I? Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor. If you have to ask,
you know it's you.
You know, as we prepare to go into this word, as I was walking in, you know, if a man came in and says, I'm looking for a woman that I can have a baby by, and I forgot her name, I would not ask the question, is it me?
Amen.
If a doctor came in and said, somebody called from this church and they were considering having a sex change and I don't know their name, I would not have to wonder if it was me.
All right.
Okay.
Amen.
But the disciples at this point, and sitting around the table.
Uh-huh.
In our background scripture, we learned that it was about Passover time, and Jesus had sent Peter and John out that they could find this man that carries a pitcher of water. First surprising thing is that men in ancient times did not carry water.
All right.
Some of y'all, they cousins, ain't you? Y'all don't carry water either, do you?
Amen.
Oh, bottled water. They don't carry that either. But in ancient times, whenever you saw somebody carrying water, it was a female.
All right.
But in order to get God's point across, Jesus said, look for a man that's carrying a pitcher of water.
All right, all right.
In my studying, I found out the upper room was not just any room. But when a rabbi, when a priest went and got into the upper room, he only brought his favorite people with him.
All right, all right.
Everyone was not allowed in the upper room.
All right.
He wanted to be by himself because there are times when the rabbi, when the shepherd, when the pastor needs to pour their heart out. And I will tell you, if you want to go in ministry, you have to find somebody that can hold your heart. You have to, in ministry, find somebody that loves you enough that when you cry, they won't tell anybody. When you hurt, they won't tell anybody. When you mess up, they won't print it in the Telegraph or the Post. That is the purpose of the upper room.
Amen.
You have an upper room, and that's the purpose. Even today, brothers and sisters, when we get together in deacon and trustee meetings, it's not so that everybody can know what's going on. Some of us are just like an old refrigerator. We can't keep nothing. So when you're planning for the upkeep of the church, you don't tell Lottie, Dottie, and everybody. You go to the upper room. Somebody say, upper room. So here Jesus is with his homeboys, his running buddies, his dogs. Why would he ask the question? After being with them 3 years, why would he ask the question? Why would he make a statement, one of you will betray me? Doesn't he know these are his boys? Doesn't he know these are his dogs? They got his back. But Jesus says, one of you will betray me. But that's not the kicker. The kicker is all of them. Somebody say, oh.
All.
All of them had to say, Lord, is it me?
Yeah.
He's with his homeboys. He's with his dog. He's with his running buddies. Yeah. And they got to say, Lord, is it me? How dare Jesus question their loyalty? How dare Jesus even come to the table and act like they don't have his back? But the audacity is, how do they say, Lord, do you really know what I'm up to?
All right.
Isn't it sad? Some of us still come in the house of the Lord. And we're wondering if we heard about what you did last night, night before. We're wondering if anybody heard what we said about one another when we were in their presence. Lord, is it me? Preparing, I was remembering this old story that was told about this snake was he needed to go across the ocean.
All right.
And he saw this alligator just floating around in the water. And he asked the alligator, he said, will you give me a ride to the other side? And the alligator said, no, because when I get out there, you're going to stick me and I'm going to die. And the snake kept saying, hey, you're doing me a favor. Why would I bite you? Why would I stick you? I just need to go across to the other side. I can't go by myself.
All right.
So after much talking, the alligator said, you sure? You ain't gonna bite me? And the snake said, no, I ain't gonna bite you. I'm trying to get to the other side. So the alligator said, I'm gonna trust you this time. And sure enough, the snake crawled up on his back, and in the middle of the ocean, the snake bit him. The alligator said, why did you do that? And the snake said, you knew I was a snake when you let me get on your back. I don't know. It was just in me. Prego. Somebody say prego.
Prego.
Y'all know what prego say? It's in there.
In there.
We pray for God to give us good jobs. And just as soon as he give us good jobs, all of a sudden we don't know how to tithe anymore. You know what? It's in there. Some of us pray for God to give us nice homes. And as soon as they give us a nice home, then all of a sudden we don't want to come to church no more because of our own home. Why? Because it's in there. Some of us pray to be married. As soon as we get married, we start tripping and dipping and slipping and sliding. And then you ask the question, why? Because it's in you.
It's in there. That's it, Pastor.
Ask the question, Lord, is it me?
Lord, is it me?
Let me say this again. Ask the question, Lord, is it me?
Lord, is it me?
We're sitting around the table like the disciples. They're sitting there wondering, Lord, am I the one you're looking at today? As I said before, if you have to ask the question, the answer is, yes, it's you.
All right.
It's you, it's you, it's me. It is all of us.
Amen.
When he comes there, he said, all I want to do is have an opportunity to spread and lay my heart out open to you. Children of God, catch your breath. This is the upper room. This is where we put all of our cards on the table. This is where we come clean to each other. I heard Pastor Smith teach in Sunday school this morning. I might not like everything you do, but as a child of God, I'm charged to love you. You might not like me every day, but as a child of God, you have to love me. And in the upper room, we lay our cards on the table. I should be able to love you enough to hear what you don't like about me.
Amen.
And if I don't care that you don't like it, I say, God bless you.
Amen.
If you don't, and when you tell me, and just like you tell me what you don't like about me, I need to have time to tell you what I don't like about you. And we praise God anyway.
Praise deliverance in the house this morning.
Tell your neighbor, this is the upper room. Lay your cards on the table. Some of us got the nerve to come up and say, well, I didn't have no money for a golf sign. And you got your hair done, you got your nail done, your feet done. Hallelujah. I don't care what you say. I come to church enough, and we only see you every first Sunday because you want to take communion. Every fourth Sunday because your children sing. But we don't know where you are on the second and third Sunday. But to God be the glory.
Preach. You better preach.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell your neighbor, this is the upper room.
This is the upper room.
Some of us get mad and stay at home. Hallelujah. They made me mad last week. Well, stand and ask yourself in the mirror, who did you make mad last week?
Yes.
I got mad at you and I came anyway.
Please,
tell your neighbor, this is the upper room. Some of us want a pew by ourselves. They don't serve the Lord like I do. They ain't as saved as I am. Well, the last I checked in Romans 3:23, it said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means ain't nobody in here more saved than anybody else.
Preach, Pastor. Preach,
Pastor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If you want a perfect church and you find one, do that church and yourself a favor and don't join. Because as soon as human flesh joins that church, it is no longer perfect.
Amen. Amen.
Tell your neighbor, this is the upper room.
This is the upper room.
In case you noticed this morning, who in here can I talk about? I said you raise your hand because I'm going to call your name anyway. But this morning in praise and worship, praise in worship, hallelujah, Dr. King. Mother got off key, and she kept a sing.
Amen.
And she kept a sing. Dick Woods over there hitting the key. And she kept a sing.
I could just hear her saying, baby, look here, you got to catch me because I'm already gone. He was trying to get her on the course. He said, look here, you catch the course I'm on. I came first. And she kept us up. And finally he realized, since she wasn't changing, he had to catch up with mother because mother was gone and we was gone with her. When he found out who was off key, it was him because we was all on one accord. Hey!
Glory! Glory!
Somebody say upper room.
Upper room.
Lord, is it I? The disciples are sitting there because in the upper room, that's when we come clean with each other. It's not about the title that you have. It's not about your position. It is about where you stand with God. It is about what you really are trusting God for. I thank God for everything he is doing in this church today. I praise God for everyone who, even though when I bring something to you, what thus said the Lord, you call me crazy, but you go on anyway. I thank God for that.
Amen.
I thank God when you're scratching your head and saying, this woman is out there bad. We go on up the road anyway, and when it's over, we praise God anyhow. Amen.
Yes.
But now I have to get to Lord. Is it I? After we have been faithful, after God has been faithful to us in our midnight hours, and after he's opened doors for us, doors we've never seen anymore, and after we get used to going through those doors, then all of a sudden we act like we are the ones that brought ourselves in. When they talk about somebody betraying God, instead of saying, Lord, it's them, we need to turn back around and say, Lord, is it I? Some of us was faithful when we only had one suit of clothes. Some of us was faithful when we only had one pair of shoes. Some of us was faithful before God put somebody in our life to love us. Some of us was faithful when we had to work two jobs to make one payment. But then God blessed us. And then when he blessed us, we no longer had to work two jobs. And now all of a sudden, we tithe on Sunday morning. Lord, is it me? Some of us, we would try our best, save our money during the week, trying to put money in Sunday school, try to get our tithes together. But now when God blessed us with 2 months, all of a sudden, we can't see how to tithe no more. We can't see how to bless no more. We can't see how much money going to church anymore. Why, Lord, is it me? Then we turn around and we look. When God was opening the doors, trying to get us out of the project into a mansion, we couldn't see it. We went from renting to buying a house. And now since God let us buy instead of rent, we ain't got time to give him praise. We're too cute to lift up our hands. God has blessed us. So now some of us can buy more hair than we ever seen in our life. We can wear a curl, we can wear a braid, we can take it off and let it fan at us. But now, we too cute to praise God. Hallelujah. When God has given us all the things, now because he has set us up and people look and say it. And that's what I want to tell you. Yesterday when our table was set up, we had people on the outside had to come and look at our table. Where y'all get that from? How you get that from? Well, I said, look at here. We got a divine connection. That's where we got it from. Hallelujah. Was looking back, there was back in May, I wasn't praying to God for no money or nothing, but I went back on May 14th, I believe it was, and I went to the mailbox, and I saw this thing that looked like a check from Bowen's Hospital.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the heck is this? I'm about to get mad and say something in words that ain't in the scripture. What the? And when I opened the envelope, it was a check where I had overpaid them back in 1999. I said, Father, forgive me, because you know I was crazy. Almost 9 years to the day that I overpaid them. And I kind of said, thank you, Lord, and hurried up to pay tithes on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody said, Lord, is it I?
Lord, is it I?
After God has been faithful paying our bills when we couldn't pay them.
All right.
After God has been faithful healing our children when we couldn't take them to the doctor. After God has held our jobs together with somebody else, got a withdrawal slip or a layoff slip. After God has seen fit to give us transportation, when those who got more sense than that is still riding public transportation. After God, somebody say after God. After God has seen us through our dreary days and brought us through our crazy days, how dare we get over 30 and act like we ain't got good sense? How dare we? Somebody say, Lord, is it I? And if you have to ask, the answer is, yes, it's us. How is it possible that after all God has given to us, we sit here in the upper room, everybody wondering, what time is church going to be out today?
My Lord.
How long do we have to stay today? Doesn't she know I got something else to do today? Doesn't she know I got people coming over my house? Doesn't she know I don't feel like staying here all day? The question is this, didn't God hear you when you was on your face crying? Didn't God take time out to get you out of your last mess? Didn't God open the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings? Didn't God wait for you to come unto him, all ye that labor and are heavy laden? Didn't God give you rest for your weary soul? Didn't God open doors we ain't never seen before? Hasn't God been better to us than we've been to him? Aren't we living better now than our parents ever lived? Why not give him praise? Why not give him glory? Has there ever been a day that God didn't smile on your reckless self? Has there ever been a time when he did not give you breath in your body? Has there ever been a time when he did not give you the activity of your limbs? How dare we betray God? How dare we withhold anything from him? How dare we? The God of our Savior. He said he would not withhold any good thing. But the same God said, you have not because you ask not. For everyone that asks, receives. Everyone that seeketh, findeth. Everyone that knocks, the door opens. So if you sitting here and you don't have, the fault does not lie with God. But is it you? Yes, it is. But let me tell you, I know you too ashamed to ask him for help when you the one that's been stealing from him in the first place. How you gonna go back to God and you have not given him a dime out of every dollar? You must be crazy.
Preach. Preach.
Lord, is it I?
Lord, is it I?
The answer is yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It's all of us who don't give him praise. It's all of us who think serving him is old-fashioned. It's all of us that is too cute to wave our hand and say glory. It's all of us. It's all of us that put more in our back than we do in the tithe box. It's all of us. It's all of us who will spend more time at the barbershop and the hairdresser than we do in Sunday school and prayer meeting. It's all of us.
It's all of us.
It's all of us who will spend more time reading the Post and the Telegraph than we do the Bible. It's all of us. When we keep up more with Brock, with Obama, and sailing it, and George Bush, little brother, than we do with Jesus and the disciples, it's all of us.
It's all of us.
When we know what our neighbor is doing, and we don't know what's going on in our own house, it is us. When you can tell me what's going on at Morningstar and Harvest, and you don't know what the heck is going on in St. John, it's all of us. Tell your neighbor, we're in the upper room.
We're in the upper room.
And Pastor ain't playing. Children of God, God sent his son to take away our sins,
yes, yes,
that we would have a right to the tree of life.
Yes, yes.
He is the one that laid his life down so that we could get up again.
Right.
And if you know that to be true,
yes, yes,
the next time the word goes out, Lord, is it I?
Yeah.
You can stand without a doubt and say, it ain't none of me.
Yes, yes.
Please.
Yes.
I'm a tither. It ain't none of me.
Yeah.
I go to Sunday school. It ain't none of me. I pray every day. It ain't none of me. I read his word 7 days a week. It ain't none of me. I call him when I need something, and I thank him when ain't nothing bother me. It ain't none of me. What did he do? He gave his life that we would be free. And not just free, but to have life more abundantly. Children of God, this is the day in the upper room. If you were not tithing when you came in, it's still you. If you were not faithful when you came in, it's still you. If the only reason you come to church is to do your job, it's still you. Yes, it is. If you ain't called nobody this week to see how they doing, because ain't nobody called you, it's still you. Yes, it is. If you only call it when you need something, it's still you. In this upper room, we have an opportunity to change our tone. We have an opportunity now to say, Lord, I love you. Forgive me for all the things I did that I didn't know any better. Forgive me, Lord, for when I knew better and didn't do it anyway. Forgive me right now so that when I come down this time, I'll be better. When I go down this time, I'll be right. When I go down this time, I can help my brother. I can help my sister who don't know you.
Yes.
This time, Lord.
Yes.
That's from the third day when he got up. All of us had a right to say, Lord, no more will I betray you. No more will I walk away from you. No more will I wash my hands in my brothers and sisters' blood. No more, Lord. No more. Because if you don't change today, you'll be just like Frago. Just like the snake that bit the alligator. It's in you.
Lord, come on, Lord, Lord, is it I? And since we have to ask, she said, it's most definitely is. The doors of the church is open. You can come by letter, Christian experience, or as a candidate for baptism. Lord, is it I?